Welcome to Higher Ed, teaching with a Christian perspective.
Be thou my wisdom and thou my true word.
I'm your host, Chris Cassidy. I'm very excited about today's episode. I have with me Miss Becky Hickson. She has been teaching here at Hawthorne Christian Academy for over 19 years, and I'm excited to interview her today in the classroom and get her insight into Christian education. How are you doing today, Becky?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you for agreeing to be a part of this. One of the reasons why I wanted to start this podcast was to give insights into Christian education, and I thought, well, what better way to give insight than to interview some teachers? And we have some great teachers here at Hawthorne. And as I mentioned, Miss Hickson's been with us for many years. In fact, I joke at open house each year, Miss Hickson came with the furniture. But we joke and say, well, she started when she was 12 years old. Right. So even though she's been doing it for almost 19 years now, so she gives us a lot of experience. And that's what the title of today's episode, Experience in Education. So Becky, let me ask you, why do you do this?
Why do I teach? Well, first, I love kids. I knew from an early age I wanted to be a teacher and a mom. I love being around children. They make me laugh. I love creating lesson plans for them. I love seeing them grasp things that are new and challenging. Just seeing that light bulb click on when something is challenging. Yeah. I do like creating games to go with my lessons. Math would be my favorite subject to teach in elementary. And I love teaching spelling and history, just bringing it to life. I like telling it history as a story to the kids. They like that.
That's great. And what grades have you taught? You've taught a variety of grades over the years. What are some of the grades you've taught?
I have taught second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, and sixth grade.
Wow.
In the 19 years.
Wow. And it takes a while because each age is a little different. You can't teach a second grader like you do a sixth grader, can you? No. Very good. How do you feel your college education helped you versus on-the-job training? I know. Did it? And it doesn't matter, you know, really where you go to school to learn education. It's completely different in the classroom than it is in college learning about it.
I would say going to college, just helping me create a lesson plan, knowing how to write it out. But I think the most would just be going into the school and working with the children. That helped me more than coming up with the lessons to teach.
Yeah, it's, you know, and you, I think you graduated from Limestone, is that correct?
I did.
Limestone University, and you have been teaching here ever since. This is really, and we're excited about this. This is where you've spent your entire teaching career, which you don't find that much in schools. You know, the average burnout rate is 2 to 4 years in teaching. Mm-hmm. You know, new teachers coming out of college, they're lucky if they make it to the fifth year mark. Okay. So that means you're a veteran.
I love it.
Yeah, and you love it, and you do a great job with it. What are some challenges you've faced over the years?
Well, when I first started teaching, I would say probably the multiple grades at first, and trying to adjust when you have two grades. You try to have one group working independently and teaching a lesson to the other group, then you switch. And I feel like that it has become easier over the years, but that was a challenge at first. But I would have to say probably between March and May of 2020, during COVID, that was probably our most challenging year.
Yes.
Just teaching from home.
Yes.
I had to learn how to create a Zoom group.
Yes.
Get on camera in my kitchen table.
Yes.
Teach the students. Some didn't have internet at home.
Wow.
And you think they, you know, by now most kids would, but they didn't.
Wow.
And then just some of the parents trying to figure out, how do I get my child on Zoom?
Yes.
And when did it work out? Like, coming up with different times to teach, because some of the students had siblings in other grades, and they had one computer, and they had to share it.
Yes.
Or mom and dad worked from home during COVID, and we just had to find out a good time when I could teach their child.
And for teachers who didn't go through that, God bless you. You're lucky.
But I think it brought a lot of families closer together.
I do too. Yes.
You know, they seen what all they were doing and had to help out.
That was, I agree 100%. That was probably one of the most difficult times. And we were blessed. You know, we did close down the remainder of that year, the 2020 year. But thankfully, we were able to reopen in the fall. But that was a hard, that was about 9 weeks. I think we did almost a whole 9 weeks that way,
yes.
Didn't we? So that was a tough 9 weeks. And you did a great job. All the teachers at Hawthorne did. In fact, when it was announced that we closed, we were closing because we were following the CDC guidelines and DHEC guidelines. You know, they told us to close, so we closed. By the next week, we were up and running within just a few days.
Oh, yeah.
And that was amazing. I mean, that just shows how hard you teachers work to just kind of pivot and go from in-person teaching to now online. And it's definitely different. You can't
it
do
is.
The same things that you do.
You miss that daily interaction with them.
Yes.
Had to figure out how to test kids.
Oh, yeah.
That was my toughest.
Yeah, especially with their age children, that's difficult. And you do teach in a blended classroom. Being a small school here at Hawthorne, we have blended grades where some of the grades are together. So you add that to now you're doing it on Zoom, and that
right.
made it.
So you had to figure out, okay, fourth grade, we're going to do a lesson from 11 to 12, and
yes.
then fifth grade.
Yes. And I was proud of how our teachers responded, and not putting down any other schools, but a lot of schools didn't do that. They didn't do much Zoom or interactive. They just sent packets out and things. But we actually were teaching, and in the high school, we were teaching every day. They had at least one class every day or several classes every day. And I know you met multiple times a week with them and keeping up with them. And I think that's why our students bounce back a lot better than some. You know, there's a bunch of data that shows that there was a lot of education lost, or at least they didn't grow any during those times. But our children have done quite well.
I think they have too, because my daughter was in first grade when COVID hit.
So yes.
I was teaching her also at home how to read.
Wow.
You know, and
wow.
then teaching my other students online, so which I actually enjoyed having her with
yes.
me and seeing what all she was learning too.
It is.
And then, you know, another challenging time, the fall of 2020, when we lost Pastor Sanders.
Oh, yes, yes.
And that was hard, because he was very special to me and the students.
Yes.
He hired me. I thought a lot of him.
Yes. Yeah, he was, and I think I'm going to later on do an episode talking about our founder, Pastor Sanders. He started Hawthorne 20 years ago. We're in our 20th year, and sadly, he passed from COVID. And that was probably one of the hardest, honestly, days of my life. I would say, other than losing my father, probably one of the most difficult days.
Yes.
So, yeah, he was well-loved and respected. That's true. So lots of challenges. How would you say the generational differences in learning? You know, you've been doing it now almost 20 years. You've seen at least two generations, and I would argue that generations now are different. Where it used to be 10 to 20 years, I see every 4 or 5 years how their philosophy and things change. But at the very least, at least two different groups of generations you've taught. And maybe explain a little bit about that.
Well, first, you know, I would say when I was teaching back in 2003, we didn't have as much technology. So
yes.
I see that more in the classroom now. The generation I am teaching today is all about technology. I mean, you know, about every child in my class either has a tablet, computer, or a cell phone. And I still feel like they enjoy learning, like by doing activities, projects that I taught and incorporated in my class when I first started teaching and now. So just trying to keep things fun.
Yes.
And help them to focus. A lot of hands-on things. I show videos with history, that helps. Because if they can see it sometimes, instead of just reading it, they understand.
Absolutely.
We do a lot of active learning in my class, so I try to keep them busy. That's a lot of group work.
Great. That's excellent. One of the things I hear, Becky, from time to time is parents are like, what can I do to help my child learn? Do you have any tips that you could maybe give to parents to help them support their child's education?
Yes, I would say communication would be the best thing. Communicate with the teacher, support your child's teacher, because building a strong parent-teacher relationship, I believe, is the most important. You are with your students seven hours or more a day.
Yes.
And we only want what's best for them. I believe, you know, teachers send out, I do, I send out a weekly letter. I'll send emails or text messages that can help with communication. Parents love to see what their child's doing in the classroom. I enjoy sending them text messages of pictures, like if we're doing a game or activity, I'll send them a quick picture of their child and say, look what we've done today.
And that's great. That's
and they seem to like that. But ask questions to your child, too. You know, what was the best part about your day? Or if you could change something about today, what would it be? Don't just say, how was your day?
That's great, Becky.
What did you learn
questions.
In math?
Yes.
Fractions, decimals, you know. Who'd you sit with at lunch? Just ask questions to them. Because
yes.
They'll talk to you. And, you know, elementary school, most teachers send home a weekly letter, whether it's homework or graded papers, in their folders. So if you just check their book bags, and you'll see all the work that they've done throughout the week. I believe, you know, that's a good communication.
That is.
So if they're struggling, they see it.
Yes.
They're doing great. You know, praise them.
That's right. No, those are great answers, Becky. I agree wholeheartedly. There's, like you said, don't just ask them how is they. Ask them specific questions. Mm-hmm. They wanna tell you about it. And, you know, communication is the key when educating their children, and those are all great points. I'm gonna ask you another question here, and then I'm gonna finish with a couple. But how is teaching technology? You mentioned that earlier in the classroom. How has that changed over the years?
Okay, so I would say when I first started, we had these projectors. They had, you know, the light bulb. And
yes, the old overhead.
Sheets,
yes,
which
overhead
I loved project. It. Because yeah. I remember when I was first starting to go to college, I was like, I want one of those in my classroom. I
yes.
like to project it off the wall. So I used that probably the first 2 years. And then we ended up getting our smart boards.
Yes.
And I love them. Because yeah. you can just display everything. And you can write on them.
Yes.
Then we had our Amazon tablets.
Yes.
And now we have our iPads. And I like it.
And you're getting ready because you're going to be, Lord willing, moving into our new building. You're going to have those 60-inch touch screens.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to learn.
They're awesome. I've been playing around with it a little bit, and it can do everything the smart board does and more. Well, Becky, I know that with your experience and your education, I mean, you could teach anywhere. You really could. You could teach in public schools. You could teach in other private schools. But why did the Lord call you into Christian education?
Well, Christian foundation, for one. I'm a Christian. I could share God with my students. I can teach Bible daily because I believe in Christian education. I believe it makes a difference in the lives of my students. I believe it made a huge difference in my life. I've been a part of Hawthorne for over 19 years now, and I love teaching with Christian educators. We have the same beliefs. We share a common hope for our students. You know, we want to see them do well, and we also want to see them have a relationship with our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Not only that, I love a small class size.
Yes.
You know, I want to be able to reach every one of my students, help them succeed. I can work one-on-one with them if they're struggling. And I love just the closeness we have with each other. Every child in my classroom is someone's whole world. And I think about my own child. I want my child to be treated. I want, you know, my students to know no matter what in my class, they're loved and they feel safe. And they're a child of God. They're made in His image.
Amen.
And they're dearly loved by our Heavenly Father. You know, more important, I want my students to feel safe and to be able to ask questions about their Creator and what they read in the Bible, try to help them understand. I share my faith with them. I tell them stories when I was their age, and they share things with me. We pray together.
Amen.
We pray in the morning before we start our day. We take prayer requests, and we all have a prayer journal, so we write everyone's prayer down.
That's sweet.
And they can take it home and pray for that, you know, whatever need it is. And they love to pray out loud. They'll say, I want to pray at lunch, or, you know, let me pray this morning. And it blesses my heart.
It does.
So sweet. And we just grow together as a class.
Yes.
And by the end of the year, you know, you're like a little family.
You are. You are.
You're just so proud of them. I just love Christian education. I mean, I teach all subjects, and I teach life lessons, Bible. But I wouldn't want to teach anywhere else, Chris.
Amen.
I love Hawthorne. I guess, you know, I've been here 19 years, and I'll just continue to teach here until the Lord has other plans for me.
Amen.
And I just feel like, you know, whereas as educators, we're giving our students a strong foundation in Christ.
Amen.
And hopefully, and we pray that it just helps them out in the real world when they leave.
That's right. It couldn't be said any better than that, Becky. And you're right. It is a family. You know, we say that it's the Hawthorne family, but it really is. The children are like our own, and we love them, care for them, and it's.
And I'll go back to Pastor Sanders. He'd say, "Who are we?"
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, I appreciate all that you do for our school. You're a great teacher. Great role model for all the other teachers, always positive, and you do an excellent work here, and, you know, the school is blessed, the children are blessed, so we're thankful to have you, and I appreciate, Becky, you being with us today, and I thank those of you who listened. It inspired you and touched you as much as it does us here at Hawthorne, and thank you again for listening to Higher Ed.